Please stand on your feet and be ready to shout a believing amen. The blessing is conferred upon people by saying. The Bible says, and he blessed them and said. Listen, I've told you that the blessing is a dimension of the operation of the Holy Spirit. It comes upon your life alongside every kind of spiritual impartation. They answer to words and they answer to faith. Words mixed with faith. Hallelujah. A few scriptures and I will speak over your life. Please, I want you to receive it. I want you to believe it. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land. It says, for the Lord again will rejoice over thee for good. In the name of Jesus. Therefore I prophesy, let plenty locate you. Someone is receiving. Let plenty locate you. In this season, I drive scarcity from you. Let the covenant of plenty find expression in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, and will lay them upon them that hate thee. Therefore I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, for you and for your loved ones, I declare, be free from sickness and infirmity. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Therefore I decree and declare, no matter how that weapon comes, in the name of Jesus, it will not find expression in your life. Isaiah 58:11. It says, the Lord shall guide thee continually. Is someone shouting a loud amen? Every confusion, every misdirection in your life, going to the wrong places and finding out you are just wasting time, find accuracy of direction now. Let's finish the scripture. And satisfy your soul in famine, and make fat your bones, that thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of waters whose waters fail not. I prophesy supplies to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 86 and verse 17. Give us in Amplified, please. He said, show me a sign of your evident goodwill and favor, that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame. Listen, he said, because you, Lord, will show your approval of me when you help and comfort me. He says, show me a sign. The sign that God needs to show in your life to bring to an end the shame and the mockery. May God show that sign this week. May God show that sign this week. May my God show that sign this week. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. They looked at Elisha and they were wondering, could this be the person to succeed Elisha? He did not look like it. But when a sign came upon him, the Bible says he turned, the sign was to part Jordan. And when he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And Jordan parted hither and thither. The prophet saw and they said, truly, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elijah. I don't know what sign God needs to show in your life to let everyone know that finally favor has landed. To let everyone know that finally speed has landed. But I say again, this week, may God show that sign. This week, may my God show that sign in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 43:4. It says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for your life. Listen, Do you know what this means? Listen to my message, the gift of men. You are as wealthy as the men God bring in your life. You are not just as wealthy as the things. When you have things, you are limited. Things cannot love you. Things cannot be there for you. When God really wants to help a man, he gives that man men. Let me speak over someone. You have things, but you lack men. I pray for you. Men, that includes helpers. Men, that includes comforters. Men, that includes financiers. Men, that includes prophetic people to speak. This week, may God bring quality men to show up in your life. May God bring quality men to show up in your life. In the name of Jesus. Finally, Numbers chapter 6 from verse 24. The Lord bless thee. You didn't hear that. The Lord bless thee. The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. Listen, do you know what it means for God to keep? You have to make reference to John 17 and verse 1. He says, he came to him and he said, glorify now thy son, that thy son may bring glory to you. When you read down to verse 6, he says, all that you have given me, I have kept, and none is lost except the son of perdition. He says, John 17, all that you have given me, I have kept, he says, and none is lost except the son of perdition. And that the scripture might be fulfilled. He said, but I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed unto him against that day. So when he says the Lord keep you, it means that you are engraved in the palm of his hands, beyond the reach of curses, beyond the reach of all kinds of demonic things. Now that you understand, let me say it again. The Lord keep you. The Lord keep you. 25. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Listen, do you know what this means? Every time you hear the face of God shining upon a man, that is favor. You find that in the life of Moses. You find that in Psalm 44 and verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance. That is how they became possessors. So when he says, may he make his face shine upon you, it's another way of saying, may you be covered completely with the favor of God. I pray for you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. 26. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The last blessing right here is something money cannot buy. Hear me. The last blessing right here is something education cannot buy. The last blessing right here is something your intellectual pedigree cannot buy. The Bible says, and give thee. It's a gift. If you are not given, you cannot have it. And give thee peace. Listen, I've told you, my highest definition of success is not progress, is peace. No matter what else you have in your life, if it is at the expense of your peace, it was not worth it. No wonder Jesus himself is called the Prince of Peace. He says, peace I give you. My peace I live with you, not as the world gives. There is a kind of peace that he gives you that surpasses all understanding. I'm praying for you in this troubled world, in the midst of the turbulence that is depressing people, saddled with fear, saddled with all kinds of things. May the peace of God be given to you this night. May the peace of God be given to you this night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where you have been crawling, I place an anointing upon you. Begin to fly like the eagles. Begin to fly like the eagles. Hear me. Whatever has covered your glory, covered your visibility, so that those who need you and have what it takes to honor God in your life cannot find you. In the name of Jesus, I tear off that veil now. I tear off that veil now. Find visibility. Find visibility. Find visibility. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Why have you been here 38 years? I have no man to help me. Not that the water cannot be reached. I have no man. Where is somebody who is in need of one man? One man who becomes a helper to say, what is your issue? Oh, a job? See me tomorrow. Where is the one man who is saying, what is your issue? Oh, a visa? Come and see me next week. I pray for you. The one man sent by God to be a destiny helper to your life in this season. Wherever they are, I gravitate them towards your destiny. Hallelujah. Three more prayer points. Everything that has died in your life, chiefest among them your prayer life and your passion for God. Perhaps you came here and it looks like everything God is dying or has died in your life. Because you see, when prayer dies, your passion for God dies, your passion for the word dies, eventually every other thing begins to die. That is the central point of victory in your life. Your relationship with Jesus, enhanced by your prayer, enhanced by your word study, enhanced by your passion for the house of God, your submission to doctrine and learning. Let me pray for you tonight. Jesus is called the resurrection and the life. Everything dead, everything dying, in the name of Jesus, I use the words of Jesus, Talitha Kumi, although it was for a little girl, but I pray for every situation that has died, let it come back to life now. Let it come back to life now. Let it come back to life now. Dead prayer life, come forth. Dead word study life, come forth. Dead passion for the things of God, come forth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can I pray for your finances? Will it mean anything to you if you experience a higher level of the blessing of the Lord on that wise? You need money. Let me tell you, period. It's as simple as that. There is no other way around it. Money is not everything. But as far as the matters of economy is concerned, you will be surprised how crippled your life will be. Are we together now? The person who is sick cannot reach the hospital. But the person who is poor, everything you need is around you. But the wherewithal to make it yours, that is even more disastrous. If you bring something for a sick person to eat, the person may not have the energy. So it's not an issue of, is that the appetite is not there. But a poor man will pass every shop available, everything available, but the means to connect it to your destiny is not there. And remember, when we talk about finances, I will emphasize again that this is not some mundane, carnal quest for materialism. But let me tell you, I'm a responsible man of God, and I believe in responsible Christianity that administers to you the whole counsel of God. Anyone who tells you to downplay the relevance of finances is joking, first with himself and then you. Are we together? The name of Jesus Christ is very heavy. It takes financial resources to take it high enough for the nations to see. The needs that surround your life, most of us here, if we're to read your prayer request, over 70 to 80% of them will largely be dependent on finances. Finance is very important because it can solve so many things. Cannot give you peace, but it can enhance the atmosphere that gives you peace. Let me tell you, one of the reasons, one of the ways you become a peacemaker on earth is to have the means to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what if you are owing Caesar, doesn't matter your relationship with God. As far as Caesar is concerned, the tribute collectors will come to disgrace you. When Jesus was ministering, they came and said, you claim to be a man teaching righteousness, yet you are owing the law. So you must know how to give to Caesar what belongs. Jesus acknowledged that there are some things that belong to Caesar. I want to pray for you. The kind of Christian experience where you love Jesus Christ, but then you are being incapacitated economically. I've told you that many people, because of this economic backwardness, it can tilt you towards the corridors of compromise. God can bless you, so bless you, that you solve your financial problems. It does not become a concern again. Your concern now becomes building destiny and the purposes of God. Thinking about money day and night is idolatry, is a curse. It was never supposed to be that way. There is nobody, an intelligent God will not design a human being to be obsessed and thinking about money, because what you think about, that worry, is a kind of worship. Are we together? It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. Many believers love the Lord, but this finance thing, especially within the, you know, you do not want to compromise your faith, but then it must finance. Listen, until you know how to force finance to answer, especially co-laborers, those who are in ministry here, listen to me. In all you're getting, trust God for grace to sort this money thing once and for all. This is not an issue of pride. This is until that is solved, I guarantee you, there is a kind of concentration you will never have as far as destiny is concerned. Are we together? The absence of finance is one of the biggest sponsors of compromise, even in our world today. Many people who love the Lord are forced to bend over and compromise. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, it says, having obtained help from the Lord, I continue to this day. I pray for someone. The dimension of wealth you have not seen. I call upon my God, the God of Jeshurun, the one who rides upon the wings of the wind. May my God surprise you. 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 Open up strange financial gates for you. Connect you to strategic helpers. Give you wisdom to manage and multiply your resources in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. And your acquisition of financial resources will not be at the expense of your relationship with Jesus. The wealthier you are, the more passionate you will be about the things of God. With it, you will be a blessing to many. With it, you will be a blessing to yourself. Listen, I'm not praying for you for money to just buy tea and bread. You don't need my prayer for that to happen. Just be valuable. I'm praying for you to become a trustee of the wealth of the kingdom. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Thou hast caused men to ride upon our heads. We walk through water and through fire, and thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. A man can be helped by God. May that be your portion. Amen. Now, finally, you have honored me. You have prayed for me. I understand there are many prayer groups that have prayed and fasted for days, just lifting me before the Lord. Whatever gift you give me, is there's only so much I can do. But that prayer you have prayed for me, I just want to speak one prayer from my heart. One prayer from my heart. And you care to receive it, I'm going to pray for you. No, you don't have to kneel, please stand. But it is from the depth of my heart. Every man has a covenant with God. There are secrets that make for the rising of men. There are things God is always telling us in every season. And when he sends a word to Jacob, he lights it upon Israel. I truly want to pray that one prayer. With that, we'll wrap up the service. But I want you to receive it. If this is the only reason why you have come here tonight, your coming will be worth it if you do receive this. Hallelujah. Can I pray that prayer for you? Father, there is a grace called favor. You have helped me. You have made me to become an expression of your favor. That it is true. You can pick a man and place that grace upon him. My Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom, stature, favor with God and with men. You have helped me. In the name of Jesus, from the abundance of that which God has given, I stretch my hands on this day to as many who will care to receive from tonight. Carry that grace evidently. 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 Number two, God can empower you to walk signs and wonders, but he can make you a sign and a wonder. He says, I and the children that the Lord has given me. He didn't say we will produce. He said we are. That your life becomes a living epistle. I'm praying for you. The grace that makes ordinary men to become global phenomenons. The grace that can make an ordinary man to become a sign and a wonder. Wherever you are, I impart that grace upon you. I impart that grace upon you. Let the nations hear your voice. Let the nations see the hand of God upon your life. I impart that grace upon you. Carry that grace evidently. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, I want to release that grace for honor. You see, it takes honor for a generation to listen to you. It takes honor for a generation to acknowledge the hand of God upon your life. Joshua was full of the Spirit already, but he told Moses, take some of your honor and place upon him so that the children of Israel will hearken to him. Being skillful and gifted is wonderful, but that is not enough to command the attention of a generation. Being honest and a person of integrity is not enough. You can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. Honor is conferred upon you by another. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for someone tonight. May this mantle of honor that can cause all and sundry to acknowledge God in your life and to reward you as matching your true worth, may that grace rest upon you. May that grace rest upon you. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.